You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
Welcome to Colombia Calling. It's me, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. I'm here in my office, the studio, overlooking the Carrera Séptima. So I can see the Cerros Orientales on one side. I can see the Séptima, the traffic on the other side. And I'm talking this week to a very special guest, as we have every week, but this week I've got someone on the line from Los Angeles, California. I think this is the first time we've talked to someone in Los Angeles, California. I've talked to people from Iowa. I've talked to people from Sacramento, but this is the first time Los Angeles, California. So I'd like you to welcome Viviana Cardoso de Rubiano, a Colombiana in California who's joining us here in Columbia Calling today. Welcome, Viviana.
Hi, Richard. It's an honor for me, you know, talk with you and with other people. It's great. I'm the first one in California. We have good weather almost all the year. And it's great. Thank you. When you start the show, I can feel I was in Bogota, you know, with, what great.
You can imagine the Carrera Séptima, can't you? You can imagine it.
It's weird. I miss Carrera Séptima and everything, but whatever.
Well, I know, but that's one of the things about being, you're an expat now. You're a Colombian expat in Los Angeles. As if I'm an English expat in Bogota. So we've kind of almost traded places a bit because I know California very well. My parents lived in San Diego for a long time, so...
Oh.
Not too far away, and I do know Los Angeles myself. What part of Los Angeles are you in right now?
We live in Simi Valley. That is not in Los Angeles County, but it's a very small city, so nobody knows about Simi Valley. And it's like living in Chía from Bogota.
Oh, so okay. So almost like a suburb of Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's not part of LA, but it's LA. So people here work in LA. It's in a small city, but we are really like 10 minutes in car to LA. So it's really near.
So there you go. You've become the Los Angelino dream. You've got the car because you have to have a car in LA.
Yeah. You know, I can drive. I'm learning. But I ride my bicycle, and it's been a great experience. It's one of the things that I really love from here. I can go by, you know, the street with my little kid in a little trailer behind me and enjoy the weather. And here people always say, hi, good morning. And that is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, so therefore, this is just the intro to Columbia Calling this week, episode 116. But we're going to talk what it's like. We're reversing the tables this time because we're going to talk about a Colombian who has moved away from Colombia and has moved up to the United States, up to Los Angeles, and we're going to talk about the cultural differences. We're going to talk about what it's like for Viviana to raise her young child, Sammy, up there. You know, she moved up with her husband and her child. I know you've probably got family up there and stuff, but you are a business lady, you are an entrepreneur, and you've moved away from Colombia, and you know, that's what we want to discuss. We want to discuss the sort of like the family links, what it's like, how you're dealing with it. And hopefully this will get other Colombians out there in the diaspora who listen to Columbia Calling to get in touch and also share their experiences so we can make this community of Colombianos, let's say afuera de Colombia, but listening to the experiences of others and how it's going on and what life is like and what the benefits are and maybe what the drawbacks are. So we're going to take a short break And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Viviana and her life and her various companies, because there are various companies, and her experiences so far. I guess 6 or 7 months later now, or 8 months later, living in Los Angeles, coming up from Bogota. It's an extreme change. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Colombia Calling and Viviana Cardoso de Rubiano. And we're back. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard Nicole. We're here in Bogota, Colombia, as I mentioned before. And I'm talking about moving away from Colombia, because we've got a Colombian who is now part of the vast Colombian diaspora outside of Colombia. So we're talking to Viviana Cardoso, who's now living in Los Angeles. Now, Viviana, when did you move? When did you just move up to Los Angeles from Bogota?
We moved last year, December 5. Everything started in May in 2014. We mm-hmm. came from vacation and I fall in love in California. We have business in Colombia, so we have to come back. And to be honest, with the cop, our business was kind of was a hard time for us. So Sam, my husband Andy, he started to search opportunities here in the U.S. or in Ecuador or Chile, because we're going to have the experience to live that Sammy can, the opportunity to live in other country. So we were really, a year ago, we were, oh my God, what are we going to do? The business is not working as we want. And somebody called the apartment. We were renting an apartment in Bogota, and the woman say, hey, my son is going to marry, so I need the apartment. So now we don't have a lot of you know, the companies was in a good situation, and we have to find a new place to live, and was kind of the most difficult time on our life. So we were sitting on our couch, and I say, I don't know what we're going to do. And 2 weeks ago, I was buying a cheap ticket to come to U.S. for vacation on December. And Andy looked at me and said, come on, let's do it. And I say, are you sure? Yeah, come on, we're going to do this. So a year ago, we started to sell all things. And it was really hard because we built a life there, and we have to sell everything that we buy with love, for our house. And it was a really, really hard process. And October 31, we say the apartment, this is the keys, bye-bye apartment. And we don't have house for a month. And it was crazy. When I think all the things that we have to pass, you know, the thing that we have to do to came here, was kind of crazy, because a year ago we have a baby almost and no home, and we have a mom to come to US to see what is going to happen. And we came, and Andy have an interview a week after we came, and December 15 he started to work, and that's it.
Wow,
now we're here.
Amazing story. I mean, you decided to go to the U.S. and a week later, your husband gets an interview, and after that, he's got a job. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, that's talk about the American dream falling into place for you.
Yeah, it's weird, because and yesterday we coming home from L.A. and I say, I never imagined that a year ago, that this is going to be our situation, because I love Bogota. I love my city. I love my country. But sometimes it's really hard in Bogota, buying a car, buy an apartment, go to the park. And it's kind of weird. We have such good things, that the landscapes, the land is beautiful, but sometimes it's kind of hard.
It's you know what, there are so many benefits to living here, and there's so many nice things, but like you say, it's kind of like the institutional and the ordinary things like getting a car, getting an apartment. It's tough, you know. I'm in this situation. I have a car, but that was hard. But, you know, I've been here almost, 9 years or so now, and we're looking at maybe buying an apartment. And you know what? It's tough because it's not that people almost make it difficult for you to buy as well. You're like, well, I'm interested, and then they don't call you back. And whereas, you know, when I was in London or elsewhere, when I expressed an interest in an apartment, the realtor would chase me for days, you know, and then for months, even after I'd bought a place. Here, no, you call me back. You're like, but you're the salesman, you know. You should be chasing me. You're the one earning the commission. And it seems to work like reverse. And then I was like, well, let's get in touch with this realtor, and she can show us this apartment on a Sunday. No, she doesn't work Sundays. But you're like, why don't you work on a Sunday? Because everybody's out of work and they want to see apartments. You know, it's just a little bit weird on that front. But anyway, you know, there are so many benefits to it here. But at the same time, it can be very tough too.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're there in LA, and your husband Andy. That's right.
Yeah, Andy.
He's working. What is the job that he got?
He's working with a company that development kind of technology, Bluetooth and case, but not like regular case, like super case, like a case that can charge your cell phone and it's perfect. Or they're more like, I don't know, they're doing a lot of things. Like, for example, in Colombia, Tigo. They are the company that sell all the cases and Bluetooth for Tigo, for example.
Okay, well, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great. The good thing is, he work with brands and they always send like things for try, and I'm so happy because I'm like with a lot of cases for my inside. So I say, no, this case is really good. Oh, this speaker worked perfectly. He's enjoy his work and he's learning things too.
Fantastic.
He's amazing. He worked like 2 miles from home, so it's perfect.
Excellent. This is really, I mean, honestly, your story is such a positive story. Therefore, you know, you're close to home, the family's happy. Now, am I right in thinking that your husband had family in California, so this helped with the transition?
Yeah, his mother is from Barranquilla, and his dad, he was from Boyacá. Andy's family story is amazing. He moved to U.S. with two kids. It's similar to us. It's a great story. But Andy born and raised here in the U.S. And he one day wanted to come back and to Colombia. We met them, but they are here. He's a great family. Helped me a lot. They make a lot of special things for me when I came here. We spent Christmas in Big Bear. Was my first time in snow, and was beautiful. They are being such a great people with me. It's been very easy for me to change with them.
Fantastic! I'm so glad to hear that. And you are Bogotana. I mean, you are from the city itself.
Yeah, my mom, my grandma.
This is unusual, you know, because most people are from elsewhere, you know, the second generation, or that, you know, I have friends who are born in Bogota, but they will still say they're from the Norte de Santander because their parents or their grandparents are from the Norte de Santander. Or if you have a costeño born in Bogota, they'll still say they're costeño because they're growing up with costeños. But this is a different situation coming now. People are starting. I see a change in the sort of, let's say, the regionalism here a little bit in Colombia, because people, there's now a new generation who are proud to say they are from Bogota. So I think this is great. You are a Bogotana, and you went to the Javeriana University.
Yeah.
Very good. What did you study there at the university?
I studied business administration, and my emphasis was entrepreneurship.
Well, there we go. That's why we know why that gives us the full reason as to why you are so successful. And we're going to talk about your businesses, you see. That's why. So we know now who is Viviana Cardoso de Rubiano, and we know why you've moved from Bogota to LA. So how are you finding it as a location independent entrepreneur?
Well, I think everything is about my family. Mm-hmm. All my father, my grandpa, it's an entrepreneur too. Mm-hmm. So to be honest with you, I learned a lot of things when I was a child. Why is that? What was hard? Because sometimes my dad was super successful and sometimes was horrible. So it was kind of hard when I was a child because sometimes I have all that I want and sometimes I have nothing. So I think when maybe you need that, because if everything is a fairy tale, you're going to make mistakes. But when you know if you make mistake, it's going to be hard for your family, you are more careful. And so I'm starting to study business administration in Javeriana. I want to emphasize in marketing, but after, I don't know, I really enjoy the entrepreneurship. It's weird for me. It's like people love travel. For me, it's with entrepreneurship. I'm in vacation and I say, you can do better at this, and this is an opportunity. And it's kind of weird because it's really, I think entrepreneur is my passion. I love it. And it's something crazy. I think for you too, because I know with Casa Amarilla in Montpaz, you are working and sometimes things are not easy, but it's something that go more that it's, you can explain.
It's
weird.
You know, it has been hard work, but so rewarding to start something and to see it flourish and to see it grow and to see people make reference to it now. You know, that it's sometimes it's not great. Sometimes I have all sorts of problems, but when it's going well, like you say, it's a passion.
Yeah, it's great. We have two business there. One is Habla Inglés. Uh-huh. We offer English classes for business and for business people. It's different. Speak English that make business in English. So we help people that want to make business in English. And with Edu for Kids, we offer support for families that have kids right now, because be a kid right now is really hard. Mm-hmm. You have to have a really good level of English, and it's pretty hard because we saw what are the kids working right now, and it's hard. And sometimes parents don't have time or don't have the level of English to help the kids. So Edu for Kids help these kids. We have a lot of families for other countries like Spain and Venezuela. And unfortunately, there, the level of English is not high like some schools in Bogota. Mm-hmm. So we help that family with the transition.
So these two companies you talk about, it says Habla Inglés and Edu for Kids. The websites, just tell us the websites quickly.
Okay, www.hablainglés.com.co and edu4kids.co.
Perfect. I mean, fantastic. Really interesting businesses. Now, when you started these businesses, did it take time for them to catch on, or were they successful straight away?
When I met Andy, he tried to make the things. Unfortunately, he had the passion but not the experience working with Colombians. So I helped to development all the business. At the beginning was only Habla Inglés, and he said that he's the heart and I'm the brain in business. So he was like, yeah, and I say, okay, we need that, 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 and he tried to make that for 3 months and no good results. And in 15 days, I'm starting to work in an organization and we start to make successful. Edu for Kids came later. And because a lot of customers say, oh, please, my son needs help. And we start working with parents. And it's been a great experience. It's great when you see people that at the beginning was really hard to communicate in English, and after they can do it. Me, for example, I'm an example. I never study English. I only talk with the teachers and practice with my husband. And when I came here, they make me a test and they told me that in an advanced high. So Habla Inglés works. I'm an example.
I'm very happy to hear this. They're great success stories. Now, Viviana, we're going to take a short break again. I'm sorry to interrupt you like that, but we'll take a short break and we'll come back for the final segment of the show, and we'll talk more about your experiences learning English and indeed in Los Angeles. For the listeners, please don't go away. We'll be right back with Viviana Cardoso de Rubiano in Los Angeles. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. I'm Richard here in Bogota, talking to Viviana Cardoso de Rubiano in Los Angeles, California, and we've been talking about her success stories. I mean, this is a young Colombiana who is really an entrepreneur. I would say, an excellent entrepreneur, because she has several businesses up and running. She's location independent. She's up in Los Angeles, where she's been for almost a year now. Her husband's found a job with no problem. Her young son, Sammy, I guess, is now growing up bilingual. And Viviana is also helping run, her businesses from Los Angeles, but her business is in Colombia. It's hablainglés.com.co and edu4kids.com. So English classes for adults and for children, Viviana.
Yeah.
And how many, can I ask, do you know how many people you've got signed up in your classes, or is that a trade secret?
I don't know, because honestly, we have with companies too.
Okay, so you've got big contracts.
Yeah, so sometimes can be a lot of people.
Excellent.
And it's great. It's great. I think it's great when you can count. I think it's you're doing well when you don't say, oh, it's three or four. No, it's a lot of people right now. We have contracts with different companies, and companies is always big
it's great business. Great business. And let me now, how do you do that? So when you have like contracts with companies, your teachers go to the company like headquarters and they teach there?
Yeah. We saw that the companies have a problem and they're limited of money and people too. So with development program, so the companies say, I need, for example, that all my staff can talk with a customer about this, and that. But sometimes you don't have the time to people learn all the English, because it's going to take a long time. So we say the company, tell me what do you need, and we're going to train people to can talk with your customer. They're not going to learn all the English. They're going to learn what do you need to make your company successful. So please tell me what days and what hours you want, and the teacher go the business, the company, and teach the class there. It's thing to help the companies and the students too, because moving in Bogota sometimes can be really hard.
Yeah, that's true.
We're doing that for you.
I think it's fantastic. So, I mean, the secret has been flexibility.
Yeah, flexibility and it's something that works. You don't have to spend an a year studying, and after that maybe you can talk with the customer. And maybe in 2 months you can talk with the customer. It's results. That's it.
Excellent. So exciting. Now, and also you have your own website, which is vivianacardoso.com.
Yeah. I love marketing. Here I have been working with Sierra Nevada, that is an NGO that protects San Gabriel Mountains, and I help them with translation for Latinos, because right now Latinos in California we are not the minority. We
are the majority.
Yeah, that is great. And it's fantastic because different companies and different business and NGOs say, oh, hi, Latinos are important right now. We need people that can communicate with Latinos because we are not, you know, like we are people, but the communication is completely different between, I don't know, something from Australia or something from India or Latin America is different. So that is, I'm working right now here.
Fantastic. Well, this is good to hear. And so you put all sorts of like marketing tips on your website, ViviannaCardoso.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's excellent. I think it's really, I mean, good. And also, it's so interesting to hear that businesses in California or businesses up there in the United States have seen that they need to harness, let's say, the Latin knowledge, you know, because you are the majority. And you know, I go up, last month I went up to Miami and, well, Miami, and, I mean, that's, you know, it's South America, it's Central America, and I end up I'm speaking more Spanish up there than English. And when I go up to California, you know, when I go up to visit my family there, again, I end up speaking Spanish everywhere because it's just easier. So this has to be a trap for you too, you know. You want to study English and you want to talk English, but you know, I guess the community is so big that you enjoy speaking Spanish too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you've got to be tough on yourself to practice English, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, in the adult school, I have friends from Japan, from Russia, Iran, and it's fantastic because you can only speak with them in English.
So you are obliged. That's right. You are obliged to do so.
Yeah, it's great. I have Latina friend too, but I really need to improve my English. I wanna work more here in content marketing, and you can talk and have a good conversation, go to a party, but writing marketing, you really need to have a very high level. So that is my goal.
This is your goal, but seeing the way that you've worked on everything, I think you'll be able to achieve that, no problem. Now, I've been reading ViviannaCardoso.com. I've had a long browse through there, and I just want to ask you a question about the, what would you say, clientes brujas?
Okay.
So I think you're going to translate that and tell us about your experience.
Okay, clientes brujas is one of the reasons why we moved to the United States.
Very good.
You know, like I told you before, entrepreneurship is a great lifestyle. Sometimes you have good times and sometimes you have bad times. So that was a bad day for me. And I was so frustrated. And sometimes you can say the person on the cell phone, I hate you, or something like that. No, I say I try to be polite and say, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to help you, and start to write that article that it's not like about, you know, happening business. Some people, I don't know, they living in another dimension or something, and they think that everyone have to make the thing that they want, and sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes the customers is not right, and that's it. And it's funny because at the beginner, I have like a cliente brujo, or no, it was a woman, it was a man. And I was so frustrated. And I say, you know, you're making a lot of my time. And I don't want to lose my time. If you don't have the money for this, please don't call me. And bye-bye. And after, he called me and invited me to a dinner.
So he liked this strict
Yeah, it was weird. And it was weird because Andy was my husband, and he was the academic coordinator, and I was the manager. So I say, you have to talk with your man. I don't go into damn, I love you, and come on. But it was super funny. It was funny.
you'd like say a clientes brujas. I would recommend anyone who speaks Spanish and reads Spanish to have a read of it, because it's a nice insight into what I would call sort of like hellish clients, and you can only imagine that I've had many of them in the Casa Amaria in Mompox, in my hotel. I'll tell you, the most recent one was a guy who claimed to have seen the price of my hotel, is cheaper somewhere online. So you basically had to challenge him. Had to challenge him to find the page printed out and show us. And of course he couldn't, And at the end, but he started accusing my manager of mismanagement and false advertising and false representation. This was a Colombian guy. I mean, that's not to say we get bad Europeans and North Americans as well, but this Colombian guy is the most recent one. But he kept trying to find us, to be guilty of something. And finally, he couldn't find any issue, and he'd stayed the night already. And he was like, I had to get on the phone to him from Bogota, which is the worst thing ever, because I prefer things to be resolved in Mompox. And he was like, I'm going to report you to, he said, I'm going to report you to the relevant authorities for false advertising and false this. And he goes, sometimes you just get things wrong, don't you? Just sometimes I just choose the wrong place. And I just went, well, listen, please report us to the relevant authorities, because you have no grounds to do so. And finally he backed down and just went, well, you know what? I'm looking for a discount. All I want is a discount. And I said, well, you don't go about it by trying to find us, find fault with us and then ask for a discount. Now there's no discount. If by all means, ask for a discount as you're checking in. I'm probably not going to give you one, but equally, if you are kind and smiley and nice and a good client, we won't reduce the price, but we might, give you a beer or something, be a bit more courteous. But if you try and find fault with us and then ask for a discount, I'm sorry, I'm more likely to try and ask you to leave, because why should we? Life is too short, I think, for these clientes brujas.
Whatever, it's hard.
I think that's
it's
it.
A bad day. That's it. Whatever.
I wrote a long blog about it over a couple of years ago about two French girls who were awful as well. So but now I think sometimes it helps us recover, by writing an article about it.
Yeah. So therapy.
It is therapeutic, isn't it? Clientes brujas. But they are, in any business, you get your clientes brujas. That's the truth of it. But you haven't had any there in the United States this year yet.
Clientes brujas in the United States?
Yeah, in the United States, up in Los Angeles, in your jobs.
Not really.
Not yet.
Not yet. I have a situation on the adult school. It's kind of sad, because right now we are almost in presidential campaigns, and unfortunately, Donald Trump is making a mess, and some people, not a lot of people, a small number of people, start to believe wrong things about Latinos, and sometimes it's hard, because people have that stereotypes, and you can say okay, or sometimes you have to try to change what the people think. And
exceptions.
I have a situation in adult school, and I have to there say Hispanic. Obviously it's not a lot, it's 1%, but sometimes happen, and I have to say, that is not right. And I told you clearly that the paper was there, and you don't want to hear me. It's your problem. And people, Mexican people, are really nice, but there are never arguments. So I have to say, I tell you the truth, and you don't want to believe me. It's your problem, not mine. And the woman was like, because happen. There are good people and bad people everywhere. It doesn't matter when you go.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? It's sometimes. And but so this person is, you would say that this person has given you trouble is perhaps, let's say, a follower or listens to Donald Trump?
Yeah, because at the beginning when I came here, everyone was very polite, was very nice. But I start to feel a change of since Donald Trump started to talk about Mexican and Latinos the way he makes. Mm-hmm. So I feel it. I'm start to feeling and you see when you go to a market it's different. And it's hard for me because I grew up in Bogota and a foreigner in Bogota is like a god. People are really nice. With my brother-in-law, he's from New Zealand and he lives in Bogota and people are really nice with him. And so I was expecting the same thing when I came here, but no, it was different, but it's okay. It's something that you need to learn. It's a new life. Have a fantastic things like, can go with my cell phone and I'm not afraid, you know, like in Bogota, but by the other hand, there are things that are not like amazing, like Bogota, like party and happiness. It's different. Good things are bad things in every place.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you balance it out, and let's say the racism from Donald Trump is a minority, and well, I just hope that he doesn't get the Republican nomination. I mean, that's the next one. But like you say, but you know, you balance it out and you balance it out perhaps with the security you have. You're on your bicycle with your computer, with your phone, and you don't feel any of these issues. And as you say, yes, foreigners, we do get treated incredibly well all over Colombia. I would suggest it's because we're still exotic, although it is changing because there are more and more arriving every day. But if you were to take the expat community, the numbers, like, for example, that there are in Lima, it would shadow Bogota by thousands, or in Rio,
whoa,
or in Quito. It's the truth. In Bogota, there aren't as many as there have been because, of course, Colombia has had, you know, a lack of people arriving to live, not like the other places so much, but it's, you know, we take the good with the bad all the time, and that's the truth of it, and we just adapt, and it sounds to me like you're adapting very well to your new life, and if it's just one person or just a slight, let's say, atmosphere of change, then this is okay, you know, I think you can survive that.
Yeah, that make me more stronger.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way to deal with it. Now I saw. Let's move on a bit because you were talking. You sort of mentioned a little bit. I think you missed like the Latin ambience, like you said, the party and the feeling. I saw a photograph of you on social media the other day with a very, very big cocktail in your hands. It looked like a margarita.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic because margaritas here are so cheap. It's amazing.
So I think you're still enjoying the Latin lifestyle.
Yeah.
That was a very big one. It looks almost like a pint.
Yeah, well, and it's really cheap, $6.
$6. I want to ask you something there. How do you deal with the necessity of tipping all the time?
It's weird because in Bogota, they have to give you a good service and you give only 10, not 20, like here, only 10. But here is different. At the beginning, it was really hard for me because I was with myself and made mathematics and I say, this costs like too much. Now let's go into cook home. But by the other hand, people are really nice and you enjoy the service. And for Andy, it's natural, but
yes,
for me at the beginning was kind of, but 20, that is a lot, but the service is completely different in Bogota. It's different. So, at the beginning it was hard, but then it's more common for me right now.
Well, yeah, you know, it's that thing, isn't it? We give a tip here in Bogota through obligation, really, and the 10% or the 15% that they put on the bill at the end of the meal. But in the US, they work for those tips. You know, they smile. How are you doing? Mm-hmm. Can we get you anything? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's different, but it does make everything so much more expensive on that front.
But right now, because my money came in pesos.
In pesos, it's tough.
So at the beginning, well, I was like, this is super cheap. And a month ago, I was like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, it was pretty tough down here for a little while. Fortunately, it's leveling out a bit, but it was pretty tough, you know?
Yeah. And
the pound, which has always been strong, the pound, the English pound, mm-hmm. went to 5,000 pesos. And I was like, God, I've got to get some work in England.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to write some pieces for some English magazines. You know, it doesn't matter what they pay me. It's going to be great.
Wow. Yeah.
Now these things have leveled out. But anyway, it's all a long story. But now, Viviana, so as we wind down this interview, which has been really fun and has been informative, because you've really shared with us, you know, maybe some things that you miss and maybe some issues that you faced. But you shared with us that it's a positive experience that you're having there overall in Los Angeles. But, you know, if you were to share any advice for other Colombians or Latinos who are thinking of moving to the U.S. or moving overseas, in fact, have you got any ideas that any pieces of advice you would share with them?
Yeah, for me, is enjoy the moment, because right now you can be there and you don't enjoy the thing that you have right now, but when you move, you're going to miss a lot of things, and all the time you're going to say, oh my God, I should go that place. I should travel more in my country. I should go more parties. I should try new things. Because when you move, to be honest, I don't miss the fancy place. I don't miss latte. I don't miss L'82. I miss the things with I grow up. And sometimes when I was there, I was like, this is so Colombian, because, you know, I was like a teenager all my life. But here I say, I was an idiot, because I really lost that great opportunity to spend time with my friends and my family and enjoy my country. And right now, at the beginning, when you started the show and you talk about Carrera Séptima, I miss so much Carrera Séptima. It's kind of crazy. I can be in a beautiful beach with a cocktail in my hand and with a perfect weather, but I want to come back to Carrera Séptima with cold and have everything because I don't want somebody to rob me. And I miss that because I don't enjoy that in that moment. I was thinking in future, on past, but I don't live the moment. And my advice is, Enjoy December. If you're thinking to travel, enjoy every minute that you have in Colombia or in your city, and enjoy with your family, because when you leave, that is the thing that you're going to miss more.
I think that's very true. It's the little things in life, perhaps, that we don't appreciate while we're here. Anyway, listen, thank you so much, Viviana, for your time, for sharing these feelings and these experiences. For those of you out there listening and you're interested, check out hablainglés.com.co, eduforkids.com, or vivianacardoso.com. I will put all of these websites up on Facebook and on Twitter and so on and promote them. But if you want to get in touch with Viviana, there are many ways of doing so. I'm sure she'll respond, if you've got questions about moving overseas or about Los Angeles or so on and so forth. Or if you want marketing advice, because I know that now she's a marketing guru. So Viviana, let me just take this moment to say thank you so much, and I hope wish you all the best with your family up there in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Richard. For me, it's been an honor. I saw the people that you have in the show, so for me it was like a really good surprise. it's been a great time for me, and thank you for your time too. I really enjoyed the interview, and I wish all the best for your wife, Alba, and your little baby.
Thank you very much, Viviana. We're going to sign off now. If you want to get in touch, it's columbiacalling@gmail.com, our website, columbiacallingradio.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're all over the place. I've been Richard McCall. This has been Columbia Calling. We've been talking to Viviana Cardoso de Rubiano. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and be sure to tune in next week. Thank you.